In the golden pages of Islamic history, few names inspire as much respect as Muhammad ibn Maslama radiallahu anhu, known as the Knight of Allah's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was a man of courage, integrity, and unwavering loyalty. His story is not just a record of past battles, it is a roadmap for principled leadership in our times. This post explores his life, his unmatched service to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the timeless lessons he left behind. Lessons we bring to life in the iQure Network, Sierra Course. Discover the complete Sierra with expert teachers. Register today. Early faith and brotherhood in Medina Muhammad, ibn Maslama, radiallahu anhu, embraced Islam early before the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, migrated to Medina, proof of his courage and conviction. Upon arrival in Medina, the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, paired him in brotherhood with Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, radiallahu anhu, highlighting the importance of unity and mutual support in building the Muslim community. The Knight of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, honored him with the title, the Knight of Allah's Prophet. This was a recognition of his readiness to protect and serve, regardless of danger. His tall, imposing stature was matched by humility, taking on dangerous missions without seeking fame. Lesson: leadership is not about status. It is about service, trust, and sacrifice. Guardian of Medina during Tabuk. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam left for Tabuk in the 9th year after Hijra, Medina was entrusted to Muhammad ibn Maslama, radiallahu anhu, and Ali ibn Abi Talib, radiallahu anhu. This responsibility meant protecting the Prophet's family, the Muslim treasury, and the city itself. Modern parallel: sometimes leadership means holding the fort, ensuring safety and stability when others are away. Vigil before Uhud. On the night before the Battle of Uhud, the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, assigned him to command 50 guards to monitor enemy movements. This role demanded alertness, patience, and calm leadership. Defending the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, at Uhud, when chaos struck the battlefield, Muhammad ibn Maslama, radiallahu anhu, stood firm alongside Talha ibn Ubaidullah, radiallahu anhu, and Abu Dujana, radiallahu anhu, forming a living shield around the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sustaining injuries but refusing to retreat. Lesson: true courage is staying when others flee. Strategic missions and military leadership. The expedition to Banu Bakr, he led 30 men, secured victory, and captured tribal leader Dhumama bin Uthal al-Hanafi, who later embraced Islam. Raid on Banu Thalaba. He survived an ambush through strategic thinking. Role in Egypt. He served under Caliph Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu anhu, as a military leader and trusted investigator, upholding justice and governance. Moral integrity and civil strife. After the martyrdom of Caliph Uthman ibn Affan, radiallahu anhu, Muhammad ibn Maslama, radiallahu anhu, refused to fight against fellow Muslims, breaking his own sword gifted by the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His restraint preserved his honor and legacy. Timeless leadership lessons. Trustworthiness, earned through consistent integrity. Balanced courage, blending bravery with wisdom and accountability. Principled peace, standing for unity and justice, even when difficult. Why his story matters. Today, in a world craving trustworthy leaders, the life of Muhammad ibn Maslama, radiallahu anhu, offers a blueprint for courage, service, and moral clarity. These are the very principles we instill in the iQRA Network Sirah course, designed to inspire leaders of faith for the challenges of today. Begin your Sirah journey now. Enroll today.